And I can't. There's not much more I can say on it.
And in terms of the fight itself, then, right? First of all, both of you, you haven't fought eight rounds for a long. You know, you've only had one fight each. Yeah. Both of you. Are you ready for them eight rounds if it goes all the way?
Yeah, I can do them easy, inshallah.
Mashallah, that's brilliant. And do you want to tell our listeners now then? I mean, we'll go over it again in the second half of the show. But if people want to go down and follow you and watch the fight, which is on the 24th of October, how do they go about getting tickets?
They can get hold of me on my Twitter, which is @UniqueShafiq. And on Facebook, @UniqueShafiq. And just drop me a message on there anytime and I'll reply. And we can sort it out from there.
Brilliant. What we will do is on our spot, on our radio station page, Mine FM, and also the FNS MAQ Friday Night Sports with Max show, we will put it on that page too. So if anyone wants to go to the long and support you active, which I will definitely recommend, then get along to that and we will put all posts and details on there. Time flies, and you know, where do we look at it? So for just a few minutes before we got to the ads, we've already got some questions here, right? And then we'll touch on even more in the second half, and also we'll open the lines up with them numbers out 0114 2425 200, or like a lot of people are doing, WhatsApp the show on 07 88 55 99 786. Right, here's a question for you, Atif. I want to wish you all the best for your next fight.
Thank you. Can you
tell me what round you will knock out Robinson?
I think since the start of this fight, round five, it's been standing out for me. I think once I've got my distance and range and relaxed, I think for me, in my head, it seems like round five.
Brilliant. And that was from Faisal from Firth Park. Another quick one is here. Ali, he's asked you from Eastwood, which boxers inspired you the most growing up?
Obviously, you've got to say Muhammad Ali is the greatest. But also, I'm a fan of Floyd Mayweather, obviously, his style, hit and not get hit. And that's most of them two, really.
You touched on that, right? Get hit, you know, hit and not get hit, right? Is that really the art of boxing?
Yeah.
Because 100%. I actually went to college with a light middleweight champion, you know, many years ago. I'll not tell you when because I'm probably a lot older than that.
Yeah.
Right, and he actually said to me then, on the course, he said that the whole thing about boxing is not how much you can hit, but it's actually making sure you don't get hit.
Yeah. But obviously, it's a bit of both because you can't just not get hit and then... You can't not get hit and not hit as well. You've got to hit the opponent a set more times than he hits you, really.
But you've got to make sure that you're very, very good at dodging, like the best follow I made where there was.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. That's why you can leave boxing with all your faculties intact and enjoy life after boxing.
And you know, all boxers, they're really, really good at being showmen and also having a unique style.
Yeah.
Right, the question that's coming from here, right, is Adnan from Sheffield. Shahid from Birmingham is asking, is it true that your boxing shorts are made from python skin?
Yeah, they are, real python skin.
How did that come about?
There's a company, a new company that opened up last year in Sheffield. It's called Fight Label. And the woman that does that, she can get hold of anything.
Right.
Anything you want. And she showed me the material, the python skin. And I liked it, and I said to do me a design, and I'll get them done.
That's brilliant. And do you have any particular colours that you actually always fight in? Is there any?
No, nothing. I don't like. A lot of people do have like their own special colours, but with me, it's just whatever I fancy on the day.
Is that it?
Yeah.
And how long does she turn these over? Because obviously, if you fancy a bit particular colour for a next fight, do you have to then give her so much time to get that ready?
Yeah, a few weeks, I think. Obviously not, about 3-4 weeks, I think. If I give her that much time, she can get it done.
So do we get a sneak preview and a breaking news in terms
exclusive
of
one,
exclusive,
yeah.
Right?
I think for these ones, I'm still wearing my last pair.
Right.
They've got like a nice little waistband with like flashy diamonds and so Swarovski crystals they've got on them, so they look good in the big lights, inshallah.
I'm touching on that because you just said the big lights and everything. There's a little question here. It says, when you become rich and famous, can I get a job as your personal driver? And that's Nas from Page All.
Yeah, inshallah, yeah. So, we can arrange that.
So, Nas, if you're listening live on my show, Atif has said that if he becomes, inshallah, when he becomes rich and famous, you know what, make sure you have that chauffeur's job ready and he will take you on. To what we were talking about earlier on, and straight away, I can see the phone lines. If they start coming in, We'll go straight to the lines and we'll get the questions and then we'll go back to what we're talking about. Boxing, as we know, is a game of making sure there's a big group behind you, big management behind you. Your sponsors, you know, who are they, and if there's anyone out there that wants to get involved, how do they get involved?
At the moment, the company sponsoring me are ACA of Nottingham, Accident Claims Assistant. They all do from Nottingham. They got in touch just through Facebook, so any sponsors, Facebook or Twitter, at Unique Shafiq, at if Unique Shafiq Facebook, just get in touch and we can arrange a meeting and see what's what.
That's right. And there's no limit to how many sponsors you're looking for, in terms of, obviously, we always try and find a one main sponsor.
Yeah, of course,
who do everything, but there are, you're always open to the opportunity of others people getting on board.
Yeah, of course, each sponsor we do, you can do like a different deal depending on what they can offer.
That's brilliant. Yeah. So them contact details, first of all, on Twitter, at Unique Shafiq, and also on Facebook, which is at if Unique Shafiq.
Yeah.
So if there's any of my listeners out there, businesses local to Sheffield, because really, you know, as Atif has just mentioned, someone is sponsoring him from Nottingham.
Yeah.
Surely there's businesses in Rotherham, Sheffield, that want to get involved with a young, up-and-coming boxer. The record speaks for itself. Just one defeat. Yeah. And this fight, inshallah, in 7-8 days' time, will be another win for him. So, you know, guys, if you want to get involved and get back in a young fighter, this is how to do it.
Yeah.
At Unique Shafiq, or follow him on Facebook and add him on there, which is Atif Unique Shafiq. We'll give them telephone numbers again, 014-2425-200. I've got a few more questions for you.
Yep.
The training down at Ingle now, you know, where do you see yourself in 6 months to 12 months' time?
6 to 12 months, inshallah, I want to be a British champion. I think when I first turned pro, I set my goal as a 2016, I wanted to be a British champion, and I think we're on track, to be honest. After a big win on next Saturday, another couple of fights and I won't be far off.
That's good. Inshallah. And that question, I don't want Adnan on Sheffield, if he's listening, I don't want him to think, well, you know what, you've nicked my question. So Adnan, that was on behalf of you too, but also something that I had lined up for Atif. You know, if that's what it is in 12 months' time, it can only get better for you then, can't
inshallah,
it?
Inshallah, the only way is up.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, inshallah, that's what we're hoping. And I hope, like I say, the fight in 8 days' time, that's the way it goes. Also, question on here. We've already covered that. We'll not go to that one. Right, it says here, I'm looking more probably 2 to 3 years time.
Yeah.
And this question here from Abdi in Pittsmore says, do you see yourself following Amir Khan's lead and getting an American trainer one day? Like I said, I'm looking at the natural progression now.
Yeah.
I'm looking at possibly 2 to 3 years time. Could you ever see yourself going that way?
Not at the moment. No, I've got my own team and they've took people from the start to the finish, to the highest level, so if they can do it with them, I don't know why they can't do it with me.
So there's no need for
it? No, exactly. Obviously, you don't know what's going to happen in the future, but at the moment, I'm set with my team,
that's
and inshallah, we'll
so
go all the way with them.
Abdi from Sheffield, from Pittsmore, should I say, I hope that's answered your question. And in terms of, we in Britain, we know that one of the most, if not the best, trainer out there is at Ingle Camp.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, obviously Brendan's probably not doing it as much. Is he still involved?
He's still in the gym every day. He's like, he's not doing much training, but he's always there whenever you need to talk to any questions. He's always there to give advice and help out.
That's brilliant, and that's probably the most invaluable advice you can ever get, because you know, coming from him, the amount of title winners that he's had trained,
unbelievable.
Yeah. So, you know, that's really, really good, and I hope it continues that way.
Yeah.
Telephone number again, 0114-2425-200, or WhatsApp if you want, and we can carry on questioning Atif, which is 07-88-55-99-786. Coming back to the fight, though, you know, the tickets again, because I want my listeners, this is the whole point of why we brought you so close to the show. I didn't want to do you next week because that's too close to the fight. You know, how are ticket sales going so far?
Alhamdulillah, they're going good. I've got a lot of local support, and obviously with it being a big show, it's always easier to sell, because I'm used to fighting on the smaller hall shows with not really many recognisable names on there, but I won't say fans, because they're all friends and family that come to support me. So they're all